Hi, my name is Dolly, and I am the host of the Red Card podcast on Jamit FM. Welcome to another episode of Red Card, a show where we discuss all the simple, scandalous, and complicated reasons why relationships end. I'm your host, Dolly, and today we're going to get into some things, okay? So, on today's episode, we're going to discuss on my story and why my relationship had to end, my last relationship. So as discussed in the last episode, there are several red flags in the relationship that could potentially end it. So today we're going to talk about what happened in mine, and I'm sure that many people will be able to relate to my story, or at least, you know, empathize or sympathize with it. So for me, I've only been in one significant relationship, one that I can really like say, okay, yeah, that was a relationship. That's the only one I've been in. I haven't been in anyone other than that. I started dating him when I was just about to turn 18. He was like 5 years older than me. We're both in uni. He wasn't in my university. We're at two different universities, but we're both in the UK together. And even though we're in two different cities, it was still easy for us to see each other. We kept on going back and forth, and we maintained that relationship for 3 years before, you know, it was time to call it quits. So when this relationship had first started, there were a lot of red flags that I had noticed, a lot of things that I had ignored, a lot of things that I had refused to pay attention to. And, you know, I knew from the very beginning that he was very flirtatious, a very flirtatious person. He was very sweet to me at the start. And actually, he was sweet to me throughout. It's just, he wasn't boyfriend material, let me put it that way. He never like verbally abused me or said anything mean to me. There was never any time that I can remember him saying anything that was disrespectful, but he did have disrespectful actions. So when we first got together, I noticed that like maybe he is not ready to be in a relationship, because he was constantly, you know, just a flirt, just entertaining things that like he didn't need to entertain. And he was even flirting kind of with a friend of mine, and she too was flirting with him. Can you imagine? Now, this was a red flag that I had noticed, and I had seen it happen, but I just wanted to believe that, okay, no, it's not, maybe I'm just overthinking it. Maybe I'm just, you know, I'm just thinking too deeply about it. I don't think there's anything that's going to happen. I don't think there's anything that's going to go down. And that's what I wanted to believe. Later on, though, it eventually came out that they had slept together. And this was early in our relationship. So this should have been the cue for me to leave, right?
Yep.
I wish I could say that I left at that point, but I didn't. I was very involved with him at this point. I was really into him, and I was sad. I was young. I was naive too. I had like literally just turned 18. And, you know, I wanted to believe that it wasn't going to happen again. And of course, the friendship between me and the girl ended. That's another story for another day. But that ended, obviously. But our relationship, yeah, we had, it took us a while to get back. But we still ended up being together, and we still ended up staying for like a long time after that. So throughout our relationship, there were always this different times when I would either notice or just have this feeling that he was cheating. Or sometimes maybe if he wanted to take a call and he maybe stepped out, or if he was just being extremely guarded with his phone, or just, you know, certain things just didn't add up sometimes. And there were times when, you know, I'll just see things that didn't sit right with me. But what eventually broke the camel's back, the straw that broke the camel's back for me, what made me realize that, okay, this relationship, it's time for it to end, it was 3 years later. At this point, I was in my final year of uni. So actually not my final year, I was doing my master's, because by the time we started dating, we were just starting uni actually. And I had already finished, I was doing my master's when, you know, 3 years together, we still enjoyed being around, well, at least I did. I still enjoyed being around him. I still really loved him. But it became clear to me, I think I had this feeling when the year was about to start. So this was like 2016. I had this feeling that our relationship was about to end. There wasn't anything that could have given it away. There wasn't anything that he was doing in particular that I noticed. It was just a feeling, you know, and I was feeling like very down about it and very, you know, sad about it, even though nothing had happened yet. It was just this feeling. So for that period, I really avoided going to see him. He mostly came to come and see me because his town and his city had just become a bit too toxic for me. It became a place where it just seemed like every time I went there, there was always something. Every time I went there, there was always something. And I just didn't need that. I didn't need that energy. I didn't need that around me. This was like, I was in my master's. I was really trying to figure things out. And I didn't need to be stressed over what he was doing there. So I just chose to just ignore what was going on. But then, you know, little things started happening. I had seen this girl at his place once, but there were always different people in his house, girls, guys, different people coming and going. But there was something about this girl, nothing to say that they were doing anything, but just, you know, the way she spoke and the way she walked around the house, like she was used to it, like it was hers. I had paid attention to that little bit at first. Then there were a couple of times, I think I called him twice. There were on two occasions I had called him and she had picked up. And on those occasions, when I would ask him why, because there was not a moment where I picked up his phone ever. Because I was always trying to be respectful of his space. So for him to have allowed this random girl who, you know, I don't know, to just pick up his call, that irritated me. And, you know, I expressed my feelings to him about that. But he was telling me that, no, that it's not what I think. That, you know, she was just being, that he already called her out on it. That she was just being too extra. That there's nothing there. That I shouldn't worry about it. Blah, blah, blah. Right. Another time I went to his house and she was there, only her, right? She was just leaving. And I asked him that day, I said, tell me, like, just tell me the truth. Are you guys like, are you having anything to do with this girl? Are you, you know, he told me there's nothing, blah, blah, blah. Right. See why we say men are trash, hashtag. This is why we say it, because why couldn't he just tell me the truth? So, afterwards, like after a couple of weeks or a few months actually, you know, they always say that what is done in the dark will come to light. I didn't go looking for this information. The information came to me. You know, I was just in my home. I wasn't even in his city. I was in mine. And he had gone out the night before. He had, there was this, event actually. I know that Wizkid was coming. I know it was taking place in another city in England, and I had known about it for a while because he had come to my house one time and he had brought all these flyers. So I knew about the event, and then he said that he was going for the event. Then he went for the party, and I knew he was going to be there all night anyway. Again, we're in two different cities. He was still in his, I was still in mine. So he went for the party. The next day was Children's Day. I remember very well. And I woke up the next morning and I had gotten a snap from him on Snapchat. So he had taken a picture of McDonald's. He was like, good morning, babe. So I knew that, oh, okay, he's back in his city. So he's back from the party. Then there were a couple of snaps that followed afterwards. And the next couple of snaps was a like picture of someone on the bed. It was a guy, and just said something like, or a baby or something like that. And I was confused. You know how Snapchat is? It kind of went by fast. So then when it was over, I was like, what was that? So I replayed it again. Again, it still kind of went by fast. I couldn't completely understand. So I remember I thought about it for a few minutes. It wasn't really making sense to me. So I kind of like, I normally used to play like, my brother had given me his PS3. I love Grand Theft Auto, by the way. So that was my game. I was playing it and then I kept on thinking about it. I was just trying to understand what I had seen. I was trying to process. So then I stopped. I stood up. I went to the bathroom to pee. And as I was peeing, I had this feeling like, oh my God, this is about to happen to me again. And I was like, oh my God, no. So at this point now, for some reason, the picture I saw of the person in the bed, for some reason, I had thought was one of his friends. Like, I thought he was just playing a joke and had sent a picture of one of his friends, who the person I even thought he was sending is not even a black man. The person I thought he was sending is like, his friend was like, is it Pakistani or Afghan? I think he was from Afghanistan, but he had grown up in England. So I thought that was him for some reason. I don't know why, because the first time I had seen it, I wasn't expecting that I was going to, it just didn't occur to me. So by the time I had processed it, and I realized that, oh my God, I think that was him. So then I tried to call him. And then when I tried to call him, she picked up. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, where is he? And she told me that she had taken his phone to work. And then she started telling me about how he's a liar. He's a this, he's a that, you know. And then was telling me about how, you know, she knew all about me. She knew where I went to uni. And she knew when he came to come and see me and stuff. And did I know about her? I was like, I mean, I knew who she was, but like, I didn't know about her as, you know, anything that she was doing with him. And then she expressed to me how he had given her the impression that I knew or something. And basically all of that, I'm not going to go further down, but all of that stuff that happened during that period, it was very hard for me to deal with. But I think this time around, I was more mature and more prepared for it. The first time that it had happened to me, when it was with a friend of mine, it disrupted me. This time around, though, it messed with me a little bit, but I think I was just more able to deal with it. So after like a few months of back and forth, we now finally decided. I just knew that, you know, there wasn't any point in this relationship like continuing any further. It was just too much. And we sat down and we had a conversation and we decided that it was just time to end things, which we did. It was hard. It was sad. You know, this was someone that I had been with for like my entire university period. So it was hard. It just felt like so much was just ending all at once. And, you know, it was what it was. But you know how it is now. We still kind of saw each other a few times. But but we're done. We're really, really done. And, you know, that's it. That's my story. That's when a red card or the whistle had to be blown on our relationship. You know, in thinking back to some of the things that happened then and in just generally in my growth and maturity, I also like to think about where I could have gone wrong or what was my own part in it. And for me, I think, one, there were red flags that I ignored. Like I said in the last episode, a red flag can easily turn into a red card. The things that I had issues with at the beginning of our relationship were the things that ended our relationship. So all it just did was just, it just took our time. You know, although I like to believe that no relationship is a waste of time, I like to think that you either learn something from it, you know, or at the most, you guys continue on your relationship and it ends in something wonderful. But even if it doesn't, you'd learn something from it. And for me, I knew that those red flags I ignored, that was on me, you know, so I ignored them. And I think I also had some issues within myself that I might have projected on him in a sense. Like there was this issue of, I had daddy issues for a little bit. So I think I might have projected a little bit on him, especially seeing as he was a good, you know, a good amount of years older than me. So I think I kind of projected that on him. I kind of almost wanted him to be everything. And you can't, someone cannot be everything for you. So you have to already be good within yourself and not expect somebody else to come and complete some part of you. So that's something that I learned from that relationship. So yeah, what do you guys think of my story? It's been a while now. It's been, 3 years now since our relationship ended, and it's been 2 years since I've seen him. Every now and again though, you know, he says hi, sometimes I say hi, you know, and I think we're both okay where we're at. I don't have any ill feelings towards him, because when things were really good between us, they were really good. But yeah, there's no way I'm heading back down that route. I'm not even trying to get into any kind of situation that is that crazy anymore. Definitely not. And I'm definitely over some of the things that I experienced back then. So, you know, is anybody's story like similar to mine? Is there something that you might have gone through that is like, you know, relatable? Share it with us on our social media platforms. And we're just going to take a break and head to our next segment. Okay, in a new segment I'd like to call Blow the Whistle, we will read real stories from people shared online or sent to us, and we'll decide if the person needs to blow a whistle on their relationship. So note this, if you want to share a story, you don't have to say your name, it can be anonymous. You can just send it to us and we'll let you know if we think that you need to blow a whistle on that relationship. So this story that I'm about to share was shared on a forum called beyondblue.org. So this is what the young lady said. She said, "I just don't know what to do anymore. I love my boyfriend of almost 2 years, but he is a total dickhead at times. We have broken up on and off and been back and forth for like our whole relationship. The only reason I have stayed with him this long is because we have had so many amazing moments where we have really loved each other. He has called me his future wife several times and said countless times he wants a future with me. But every time we have even the slightest communication issue, we don't know how to solve it. And it's mostly because he is too stubborn to change something or apologize whenever he has upset me. Now it has gotten to the point where he doesn't even seem to want this anymore. And he is hurt about something that I have done recently, which I think is small, given the bigger picture of our situation. But he doesn't seem to understand and keeps saying things like, I have broken his trust and hurt him too many times. Yet, he rarely ever acknowledges the hurt he has caused me. The thing he is hurt about is that recently, I hung up on him and said, I just can't be bothered. At the time when things were really bad and we were fighting hips because I just couldn't take it anymore. He broke up with me after that because he says, we just keep hurting each other and I can't deal with it. But then he came down to get his stuff and I talked to him and convinced him to stay. I told him how much I loved him and reminded him how up until now we have always said how much we want a future together, to move out and get married, etc. He still wanted this to work, so he was giving me another chance, so we got back together. But things have been miserable since, with him constantly saying he is still hurt and is both so scared it's going to happen again. But the thing is, I feel that our communication breakdown was both of our faults. But it feels like he just blamed me and took no responsibility, which he never does. But now I'm thinking of breaking up with him because he says he just feels anxious now all the time that something is going to happen. He says he felt relieved the other day when he called and I didn't answer my phone. That hurt me so much. And again, I feel he is blaming me for all of this, but not taking fault himself. I love him so much and I don't want to lose him after all we have said and shared and built together. But he has hurt me so much. I don't know what to do. Should I try to solve this or should I just leave him?" Wow. I feel like we kind of share the same story in a sort of way. The only difference in our situation is my partner wasn't necessarily blaming me for his actions. That was all me. I blame myself. But one thing I can relate to her, though, is she was scared of leaving the relationship because she felt like they have come so far together. They've shared so much. They've been together, like she said, they've been together almost 2 years. She doesn't feel like she should leave or they should end the relationship after all they've built together. But honestly, I just think that if a relationship is making you this miserable, if a relationship is making you this sad, there is no point in staying in it. It would just, what is the point? It is better to be alone than to deal with all of that. And one thing that I think can disgust me about a person is someone that is not accountable. So someone that never takes accountability for anything. And this is clearly the kind of person that she is seeing. He doesn't take accountability for anything. He blames everything on her, which everything cannot be on her. They're both in a relationship together. And the breakdown of the relationship, you know, I mean, sometimes one person bears more fault than the other, but at the end of the day, both people have something to do with it. And I feel like him getting so upset with her for hanging up the phone when they were both arguing is just an excuse for him to say, oh, let's end this relationship. And he's made her beg him so that it seems like she is the one who is desperate to keep the relationship together. So sis, if this is your story, if you feel like you can relate to this, it's just better for you to leave the relationship. It's time to blow that whistle, issue the red card, and take a step out of the court, okay? You can't be dealing with this kind of thing. It's not right. It's not necessary. You don't need to be feeling sad all the time. It doesn't make sense. So if you feel like you're in a situation that is making you miserable, there's no point in staying. So that is what I think on that. So let us know what you guys think on this young lady's situation in the comments on our social media platforms. We'll be willing to hear what you have to say. So this is where we're going to end today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. On the very next episode, we're going to be discussing on a story about a woman who divorced her sick husband. Be sure to share your comments on our social media platforms. Let us know what you think on everything you've heard so far. And I'm looking forward to talking with you guys on the next episode. Have a wonderful time.
Redcard was produced and edited by Stanley Agbadigo. Scripted by Dolapo Akitoye. This show was brought to you by Jamie.fm, the home of African podcasts.